When I joined the Army, they gave me a battery of tests, even before I joined, before I was sworn in, and they gave me a battery of tests, and I had been told and promised by the recruiter that I would be considered for this code-breaking program.
Mm-hmm.
So I had my heart set on that. Now they give me the battery of tests. I did very well on them, except for typing. Now, I was a superb typist, but I realized that if I did well on that test, I might become a typist. And I thought, I can't have that. So I flunked the test deliberately. I probably got a negative score, you know, typing. I sure tried to. And then there was a mechanical test. Now, I am honestly poor at mechanics. I am zero at mechanics. And there would be drawings, you know, like Rube Goldberg kind of drawings that would say, if you press letter A, and there would be all kinds of things in between, what happens over here at lever Z or whatever. Oh, I don't know. Does it go up or down in or out? Or, I don't know. I have no idea. I'll never know. So I flunked that easily, just naturally. And but on the IQ thing, I did very well, and so they kept their promise. But I was very cautious because I had some friends who were in service who said, look out, you know, they can promise you things, but you never know. And I was scared to death. They put me in the motor pool or make me a cook or something awful like that. And so I had my heart set, and I succeeded at that.
Oh, great.
It was a phenomenal experience. The things like, well, Hiroshima, when that bomb hit, we decoded the message from the Japanese to their whatever's, the other Japanese. It was from Hiroshima to Rangoon, I remember that message, describing the devastation caused by one single bomb. We couldn't believe it.
Mm.
We were given the message to read.
Yeah.
And we're all just, our eyes are like this, you know, what do you suppose that is? Because we know nothing about Project Manhattan, you know. It was unreal.